You're listening to SBS News.
The festive season for residents of the Opal Tower in Sydney's Olympic Park has gone from bad to worse. It was Christmas Eve when residents were first asked to evacuate after a loud cracking sound was heard inside the building. A visual inspection did not turn up any further signs of damage, and residents were allowed back in hours later. Now, the builders Icon say the tower must be evacuated again. Icon's New South Wales director Julian Doyle says investigators need to conduct a more in-depth investigation.
We're after the residents to leave now so we can absolutely investigate every part of the building unobstructed as quickly as possible. So, you know, for us the secret is getting the answer and determining what we need to do to not replicate what happened on level 10 and implement that as quickly as possible.
The investigation will be led by global engineering firm WSP. WSP's CEO Guy Templeton says all efforts will be made to get to the root of the issue.
We need to be able to get access so that specialist engineers can work right through the building and check out all the similar structures through all of the floors. So to do that, some panels may need to be removed, there may need to be some concrete testing. And in that situation, obviously, there's people coming in and out of the building with equipment, and that requires full access through the building. So our view is that it's best to have the residents move out of the building for a period and make sure that everything can be thoroughly and completely checked.
Residents are being warned the process may take up to 10 days, but some residents, such as this man, are concerned they haven't been told the entire truth.
I actually found this out through a friend of mine and from the Meriton building manager. Last night there were people working throughout the night. As far as we got told 2 days ago, that it was a local crack. It's actually not a local crack. There was workmen and women last night working and they were propping the building up. So there's obviously something a bit more serious than what we're getting told.
Many residents have temporarily relocated to nearby hotels, but this woman says her new accommodation is not up to standard.
Accommodation is terrible. It's like Novotel, like, and Ibis, which is really terrible compared to our apartments, which we pay for, right? And nobody gonna responsible for anything gonna missing in our apartments or give any compensation.
Mr. Doyle says the temporary relocation is only a precautionary measure.
Our heart goes out to them. It's a really difficult time of year and it's a difficult time to deal with a problem like this. But the issue is expediency, because if we leave the residents in place, then we'll be still trying to get access to various areas of the building, I think, for the next 3 months.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.